The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 100, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 5, 1976, in Washington, D.C.
Know what is beneficial for me and what is detrimental. Nonetheless, in ordinary dealings, people consider me a learned scholar, and I am also thinking of myself as such.
আপনার হিতাহিত কিছুই না জানি, গ্রাম্য ব্যবহারে পণ্ডিত তাই সত্যবাণী। তো ইন ইন্ডিয়া স্টিল এ ব্রাহ্মণ ইজ কল্ড পণ্ডিত, পণ্ডিতজি। জাস্ট লাইক ইউ নো আওয়ার প্রাইম মিনিস্টার ওয়াজ পণ্ডিত জওহরলাল নেহরু। He happened to be a Sarasvat Brahmin. Sanatana Goswami is also a Sarasvat Brahmin by caste. But he has placed himself Neech Jati, Neech Sanghi Patita Adham, Ubushaya Kupe Pori Vainuja. He could understand that these people call me Pandit. Pandit means one who knows everything. The ultimate Pandit is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Pandita Samadarshina. Pandit means he sees every living entity on the equal level. That is real Pandit. পণ্ডিতাস বিদ্যাবিনয় সম্পন্নে ব্রাহ্মণে গবিহস্তিনি সুনীচে চ সপাতে চ পণ্ডিতা সমদর্শন। হি ইজ রিয়েলি পণ্ডিত, দ্যাট ইজ স্পিরিচুয়ালি। অ্যান্ড মেটেরিয়ালি পণ্ডিত, দ্যাট ইজ অলসো মেনশন বাই চাণক্য পণ্ডিত, হিজ মরাল ইনস্ট্রাকশন। হি গিভস ডেসক্রিপশন অফ এ পণ্ডিত, মাতৃবত পরদারেশু পরদেবেশু লোষ্টবত ছাতবত সর্বভূতেশু যা পশ্যতি সা পণ্ডিত। হি নেভার সেড দ্যাট এনিওয়ান ওয়াজ পাসড ইন এম এ ডিগ্রি পিএইচডি ডিগ্রি হি ইজ পণ্ডিত। নো, দ্য টেস্ট অফ পণ্ডিত ইজ হিয়ার ফ্রম মরাল ইনস্ট্রাকশন। That anyone who sees all other women except his wife as mother, he is Pandit. This is the test. Madhrivat paradareshu and paradabbeshu, other's property as garbage in the street, nobody touches. And atmavatsalupeshu, and treat everyone as his own self. If anyone has learned these three things, then he is Pandit. And spiritually, when one sees that all living entities may be in different types of bodies, he is spirit soul, part and parcel of God, then he is Pandit. ব্রহ্মভূত প্রসন্নাত্মা ন শোচতি ন কাঙ্ক্ষতি সমা সর্বেষু ভূতেষু মদভক্তি লভতে পরা। দিজ আর বেদিক ইনস্ট্রাকশন। অ্যান্ড সনাতন গোস্বামী, অলদো ইউ আর মিনিস্টার ইন মহামেডিয়ান গভর্নমেন্ট নবাব হুসেন সার, বাট ইন টাচ উইথ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, হি হ্যাজ কাম টু ইজ নলেজ। গ্রাম্য ব্যবহারে কহে পণ্ডিত, অ্যাকচুয়ালি আই এম নট পণ্ডিত, বাট ইন ভিলেজ ইন অর্ডিনারি কমন সেন্স বিকজ আই হ্যাপেন টু বি এ ব্রাহ্মণ দে কল মি পণ্ডিত, আই অলসো অ্যাকসেপ্ট অ্যাজ পণ্ডিত। বাট মাই রিয়েল পজিশন ইজ দ্যাট আই এম সচ এ পণ্ডিত, সচ এ লার্নেড ম্যান that I do not know what is good for me. This is my position. He submitted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his guru, why guru is necessary. Sadvijnanam. When we are perplexed that I do not know what is my actually goal of life, what is beneficial for me. Just like Arjuna did, when he was talking with Krishna on equal terms, two friends, but when he saw that the actual solution is not coming, then he submitted himself to Krishna, that Krishna, now we are not friends. We are friends, but treat me as your disciple. Shishyasya aham sadhiman prapannam. So, make me Pandit. I am talking all foolishly. I am Kshatriya, it is my duty to fight, and I am denying it. I know that I am deviating from my duties. So, how it has happened? What is the cause? So kindly, Shishyasya, I am submitting myself before you as your student. Sadhiman prapannam, I am surrendering. So one has to learn the philosophy of life from the person superior, spiritual master, tadvijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacche. Do not remain papta that I am hard-hearted, I know everything. Then it's false. One has to submit. In order to know the solution of life, we have to submit to the proper spiritual master. That is essential. Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacche. This is basic Indian science. This abhigacche, this word is used when it is meant must. There is no escape. We have seen big, big personalities, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna himself, but he accepted Ishwarpuri as his guru. Krishna, he also accepted his guru as Sandipuni Muni. Lord Ramchandra, he accepted his guru as Vasishtha. So it is necessary. Krishna, Ram, the supreme personality of God, that is supreme in stature, full of knowledge, everything. Aishadjasa samagrasa, bidjasa. There is nothing short, but still, to show as example, they accepted Guru. That is essential. So here, Sanatana Goswami, he is also born in a very well-to-do Brahmin family. You are well-situated as minister in charge of the government of Husensa. So everything was quite all right. And still, he thought himself as Neech Jati. Neech Jati, Neech Sanghi. Neech Jati, Neech Sanghi, Potita Alham, Kubishaya Kupe Pori Mayanuja. If we remain papra, that I am born in such and such family, I am educated such and such, and I am portrayed in such and such post, so now my life is successful. That is false. Life is successful when we understand that here it is said, apunar hitahi kithi na jani. When we understand what is the goal of life, then life is not the temporary position, I am getting good salary, I am very nicely posted, I have got good family, and so on. No, one must know the goal of life. The goal of life is that we are fallen in this material world, somehow or other. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, anadi karama phale pari bhavan navajyot. So when a man is fallen in the ocean or in the water, he is asking help. You cannot say that, how did you fall? What was the cause? No, that we shall discuss later on. First of all, save. That is the immediate necessity. There is no, sometimes we are questioned that how a living entity fallen in this material world. Yes. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ichchad desho samutthena sargi janti parantava. Ichchad desho. Actually, we are servant of God. That is our real position. But we sometimes become envious. So why shall I become servant of God? This is slave mentality. Sometimes we are accused. The Vaishnavas are of slave mentality because they want to serve God. And the Mahavad is the same, that we are so exalted that I am as good as God. I am God. That is here. But actually, nobody is God. Here, everyone is servant. He is simply falsely thinking that he is God, he is master, he is this or that. We have got very nice example in the life of Mr. Nixon. You are thinking that he has everything, I am the president. But now, what is his position? You can understand. So similarly, everyone, nobody is master. The master is Krishna. That is stated in the Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekola Ishwar Krishna Arasa Vrit. The master is there, that is Krishna. And everyone is servant. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that Jiver Sarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. We living entities, we are eternally servant of God. Krishna means God, one who attracts everyone. That is Krishna. And Krishna is God accepted by everyone. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Dadi Govinda Sarvakarna Karanam Krishna Su Bhagavan Sayam. These are the basic evidences. So, actually, nobody can be a master. Everyone is servant. Either we are servant of God or we are servant of God. Nobody can be master. If anyone has no master, then he keeps a pet dog to become a servant. That is nature, we can see. One is servant of his wife, one is servant of his pet or government service or this service. Nobody can claim that I am the master. That is not possible. That is also temporary. So actually, this is the position of all living entities. Everyone is servant. But in the material sense, he is servant of Maya, servant of senses. Servant of Maya means servant of senses. And spiritual life means, instead of becoming servant of Maya or servant of senses, we become servant of Krishna or God. That is, servant to Selimet. We have to change the position. And if we become servant of God, then we become happy. And if we remain servant of dog or Maya, then we remain happy. We have to change the position. Kamadinan kutidhana kutidha palita dunnidesa. Tishanamayina karuna jata natvano pushanti. One intelligent Brahmin, he is offering, "My Lord, I have become servant of so many senses, but neither the senses are satisfied, neither I am satisfied. This is the result of my service. Therefore, now I have got my intelligence that I want to become your servant." This is it. So I have experienced that I became a servant of my family, servant of my society, servant of my country, and so on, but nobody, either my so-called master was satisfied, neither I was satisfied. You see practical examples, there are many examples in our country. Mahatma Gandhi, he dedicated his life for the service of the country. Nobody can doubt about his service, but what is the result? His master killed him. He worked for his country. He took country as his master, and he worked so hard, and his countrymen killed him. We should take lesson from this, that you cannot satisfy in this material world by becoming servant of your family or community, society, nation. No, it is not possible. You can satisfy very easily Krishna by little service. By little service. Salpamamiyasya dharamasya srayati mahatobaya. So, this is intelligence. How to become servant of Krishna? That is the perfection of life. Mukti, that means mukti. Mukti does not mean you'll get four hands and eight heads, no. Mukti means, as it is defined in the Srimad Bhagavatam, mukti hityanatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. That is, sarupena, legally, constitutionally, I am servant of God, of Krishna. Now I have become servant of dog and maya. So if I give up this service and again become servant of, that is mukti. That is mukti. Mukti hitta anatha rupa. We are trying to become, here maya means, which is not, maya. We are, every one of us, we are thinking I am master. I am the monarch of all I survey. There is a poetry in it. Everyone is saying, I make my flag, I make my survey, and I become king. But that is maya. You cannot become king. You are already servant of maya. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma katta ham miti mannate. Everyone is under the clutches of this material law. We cannot violate even an inch. And still the rascal, ahankara vimurat, by false prestige, is thinking that I am the master. I was asking this morning, that what is this independence meaning? Actually, where is independence? This independence has its meaning. If you are completely under the rules and regulation of the material nature, what is the meaning of this independence? So those who are funding, they do not take it as independence. They do not take it. Therefore, Chaitanya, Sanatana Goswami said, apunar hitai kisunai. I do not know what is independence. I am dancing like dog independence. Therefore he said, apunar hitai kisunai. How independence I can give? That I do not know. Real independence is, as Krishna puts in the Bhagavad Gita, janmamitri jarabhyadhi dukkha dosa anudarsanam. One who is intelligent, he sees that my real problem is janma mrityu jara vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease. So when we get free from this whole problem, that is reality. Otherwise there is no independence. I may dance with independence, but any moment I shall have to leave my country, my society, my friends, my family, any moment. Get out immediately. No, no independence. That is my position. So that is intelligence. So in order to know all these problems of life, just like Arjuna submitted, anyone has to submit, one has to. Tadvijnana tamsa gurume vodacche. So Sanatana Goswami is teaching us by his personal behavior how to approach the bona fide spiritual master and submit before him and putting himself pranipat, blank, not that I know something and what my spiritual master can teach, I know everything, there is no need of spiritual master. No, this will spoil our life. The basic injunction is that you must have not the so-called guru, but that is also given definition. Tasmat gurum prabhadita jigyasu se uttamam sabdi parecham isnatam brahmani upasamasayam. That is the symptoms of guru. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because we are discussing Chaitanya Chaitamrita, he said that you become, all of you become guru. He said. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He said, Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Haila Ja Janma Sathak Kari Karo Parobhaka. This is Indian mission. Parobhaka, not exploit others, to give something. That is Indian mission. That is Indian mission, that he has to give something. He has nothing to take. He has to give something. And what is that? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that Amaragdaya Guru Haiya Taro Aides. Even if you cannot deliver the whole world or very expansive area, at least wherever you are, you just deliver. Amaragdaya Guru Haiya Taro Aides. You become a guru by my order. So one may say that I have no qualification. How can I become guru, or how can I deliver these fallen persons? So Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't be disappointed. Amaragdaya Guru Haiya Taro Aides Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upade. Simply as messenger, as peon, to simply carry the messages of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Upade. Then you become good. Then you become good. It is not difficult. It is the duty of every Indian not to forget their culture, but bring that culture here, wherever you are living. And behave yourself to that culture and teach others. That is Indian mission. Thank you very much.
Mr. Dayani, any questions? Or would you like to ask your thought
about? I just have one thing. You said it about Gandhi, and we respected he was really a great leader of us. But when you stated one point in your lecture, this thing that the Gandhi mostly was a servant of the country. But in India, during that period, I didn't see other religious people or the great leaders of India fighting for the country, and he's the one.
That is admitted. Why you are bringing that question? I mean to say that Gandhi gave the best service to him, but your country is so ungrateful that he killed him. That is my point. So the point is that the best service you can give, but you cannot satisfy everyone. That is material.
My question was, this thing, that at some point you have to be in the servants of the God, you will have to be a servant of the family or of the country or something to serve.
Yes, that I am already explaining, that Amar Angai Guru Hai Yataro, wherever you are, you deliver them. That is service. That is service. Wherever you are, either you are in the family or in the community or in the country or anywhere, you simply give them service, deliver them. Without service, how we can deliver them? And you haven't got to discover anything or make research. So what is already there, Krishna over there, you teach them, that's all. He will be delivered. He will be delivered, he will be delivered. It is not at all difficult. Not that I have to manufacture some transcendental means. No. The already instruction is there. Krishna Rupada. Jare dakho tare koho Krishna Rupada. Then you deliver yourself, you deliver others also. That is the mission. So what we are doing, we are not discovering anything. We are simply presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all. Krishna said, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyadi manga namaskuru. We are teaching all over the world the same thing. And here is Krishna. You always think of him. You just offer your obeisances. You just become a devotee of Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyadi worship. So we are teaching. So there is no discovery. It is already there. So that we are carrying simply. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyadi manga namaskuru. Don't interpret. There is no need of interpretation. Then there is no authority of Bhagavad Gita. If I am a third class man, if I interpret Bhagavad Gita, then Bhagavad Gita has no authority. Bhagavad Gita should be preached as it is. Then to become guru, you can deliver. This is Hare Krishna.
Sometimes when we go preaching, people will not want to take Krishna consciousness. Sometimes they actually...
So if you want to take, then where is the question of preaching? Because they do not want to take, you have to preach. Otherwise, where is the necessity of preaching? You have to prepare yourself in such a way that nobody is dying for your Krishna consciousness. But you have to convince him that your life is spoiled without Krishna consciousness. That is your capacity.
That he had some revelation of some experience that is assuring him of eternal life. And so they are not very open to hear about Krishna.
If they are not open to hear about Krishna, don't waste your time. The simple thing, there are four things. For a preacher, there are four things. Ishara tadagneshu balisheshu visasucha prema maitri kripupikha jakkarati samadhava. When in the lower stage of devotional service, he cannot become preacher. When he is a little upper, second stage, he can become preacher. The preacher has to see four things. First of all, God, Ishvara, and Tadodhineshu, and those are devotees. God, his devotees, and Balis, innocent. He does not know anything about the three. God, devotee, and the innocent. And bishop and envious atheist class. He has to see four things and he has to deal with four persons differently. With God, Ishara Prem, how to advance my love for God. This deal. Prema Maitri, and to the devotees, we have to make friendship with them. Prema Maitri. And to the innocent, we have to preach. Kripa. Here is an innocent person. He does not know. He is eager to learn their teachings. Teaching, you cannot teach God. Or you cannot teach God's devotee. But you can teach only the innocent, and those who are vishak, atheists, upekha, don't go there. Save yourself. These are the four things. So when one is not open to hear, then don't bother yourself. That requires very strong preacher to convince the atheist class, provided he is reasonable also. He is stubborn, obstinate, then it is also very difficult. But preaching is meant innocent, that one is actually sincere, but he does not know what is God, what is my relationship with God. Very necessary, yeah, preaching. Not to be envious of those who are already advanced, or to God. This is it. Believe us. Because they have become Barasam. Especially in the foreign country, they become Barasam. So that is the misfortune of India, that giving up their own culture and being misguided. So if they actually feel that they must maintain their own culture, then it is not difficult. It is the duty of every Indian, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hoilo Ja Janma Sarthak Kari Paro Paro Paro. If that mentality is developed, that in India we are born, we have got the greatest culture recognized by all the world, so I must make my life successful by taking this culture and distribute it to the whole world. That is real Indian culture. They are thinking that their poverty is taken. Poverty is taken because they have given their own culture. They are the poverty is taken. Otherwise there is no question of poverty is taken. So anyway, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, that every Indian should take advantage of the great culture, Vedic culture, and make his life successful. And after acquiring mature knowledge, he should distribute the knowledge throughout the whole world. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By preaching? If you preach, then you will meet with so many obstacles, and you have to prepare yourself how to meet the obstacles. Then you become strong preacher. Resistance. There is no difficulty, but if there is difficulty, atheist class of men, it is very difficult. So take the innocent, those who are actually eager to know. Everyone should be, that is the human life, atata brahma jignasa, that is human civilization. Everyone should be inquisitive to know about the absolute truth, Brahma. But education is different. Nowadays people are interested with hammer, how to play on hammer, that's all, technology. There is no question of Brahma. Let Brahma go to hell, now take out the hammer. The Russian emblem, hammer, and see, that's all. Yes.
So, but the basic confusion is that the Mayavadis say Bhagavad Gita, they can recite the same Sanskrit words and interpret it in their way and convince someone that the ultimate Brahman is impersonal. As the Tribal Brahman, Vishnu is only a technique.
That means
the first step.
That means they misinterpret and they misguide. So people should be intelligent enough that they are impersonalist, but Bhagavad Gita means Krishna, the person he is teaching, who is impersonal. But nobody has any common sense that Krishna said, Aham Adihi Bhutara, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. This Aham is personal. So, how he can be impersonal? And he's talking personally with Arjuna. So, how is he impersonal? Can we here talk with you? Air is impersonal, sky is impersonal. Can he talk with you? What do you think? He sometimes talks. So, we should have common sense. Then what is the question? And Krishna says in the second chapter that, my dear Arjuna, both you, me, and all these soldiers and kings who are assembled here, we existed in the past, we are now existing, and we shall continue to exist in the future. So, three things, first person, second person, and third person. I am first person, you are second person, and all others, third person. So they existed individually in the past, they are existing now, and they will continue to exist like that. Then where is impersonal? There are three things, three different phases, past, present and future. In all the times, if they are individual, where is impersonal? Rather, Krishna has condemned abhaktam bhaktimapannam mannatema avudvai. Those who are rascals, they think abhaktam, impersonal. Now he has become person. Abhaktam bhaktimapannam mannate ma. Ma means individual person. Avudvai. He has no intelligence. So how he can be impersonal? So, we have to take the words of Bhagavad Gita and then we understand why we should be misled by these so-called interpreters.
They say that if you develop pure love of Krishna, then you see only Krishna, your own personality is
but anyway, but Krishna, if you think of Krishna as a Krishna person, he is not impersonal.
But they say that is terrible.
They say that if you think of Krishna, Krishna is a person. So you have to begin with person.
But they also say one can go directly to Brahma.
So never says Krishna, never says in the Bhagavad Gita.
This is my basic confusion.
Confusion, how you should be confused? Where is Krishna says? The basic man is impersonal. Krishna is teaching personally, where is impersonal? Why you should be misled unless you are also one of them? Krishna is always person. He is always speaking, Aham. Sarvadharmān paritam māmekam saranam. Person. Aham mādirhi devānā. Matta parataram nanya kinchidasi dhananjaya. Matta. This aham sabda is used. So they misinterpret, just to mislead people. Therefore, whole India has become godless. This is the misfortune of India. On account of this impersonalist Mayavadi, India is now godless. Very difficult for you. So don't be misled by these rascals. Take real Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then you will be very misled. That's all.